Let's be honest for a second. Have you ever caught yourself looking at another business, perhaps another Etsy shop, maybe even one in the exact same niche as you, and thought, what am I missing? Why does their shop seem to be growing so much faster than mine? You scroll through their listings, you see the reviews, maybe a few in 20 plus carts. And suddenly, you're not feeling inspired, you're feeling defeated. If that's you right now, if your gut sinks when you see another seller's success, I want you to know this. You are not alone. We all go there sometimes. Even the most successful sellers still have moments when they feel like they're falling behind or shoulda, coulda, woulda be doing better. I was literally just talking to another creator in the print-on-demand space recently, and we both agreed that it's very much a real trap that we can fall into. I've personally felt it as a seller. I feel it all the time as a creator that shows up in a very public space, and I know countless other entrepreneurs feeling that same pull. We are human. But here's where the mindset kicks in, because what we do next matters. So I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to just sit with it for a minute. Are you using comparison as a tool for growth, or are you letting it drain your energy? Let me put it another way. Is your comparison constructive and productive, or is it destructive and distracting? There's a very fine line between healthy research and harmful spiraling. So I want to break that down together for today's chat. Welcome to Thrive Anyway, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs with big dreams who know that success isn't a straight line. It's a beautifully messy journey. In case we haven't met yet, my name is Manny Dobozinski, a busy Midwest boy mom and recovering perfectionist who turned my creativity into multiple six-figure handmade and print-on-demand businesses, generating over $1 million in revenue along the way. From the big wins to the messy middles and all the lessons and laughs in between, we're here to show up, take action, and prove that no matter what life throws at you, you can thrive anyway. Let's get into it. Now, the tricky thing about comparison is that it doesn't always show up wearing a red flag. It often starts from a place of research. You're looking at other shops to get ideas, to see what's working, to study what's trending. That can absolutely be a smart move. In fact, it's one I recommend all the time to people in order to be able to understand how to be an effective seller. It's a visual learning in its most effective form. But at some point, that healthy curiosity can tip into self-doubt when we're not mindful about it. It can shift from what can I learn from them to why bother? I'll never catch up. That's when it becomes destructive. When we let someone else's growth make us question our own progress, we give away our power. And here's the truth. You do not control someone else's journey. You only control yours. If you're measuring your worth or success based on what someone else is doing, you're playing a game you can't win because the variables aren't the same. Their time, their resources, their experience, their audience, it's all different. You're building your business with your strengths, and that's the only playing field that matters. So instead of comparing out of lack, let's shift into learning mode. Let's turn comparison into a tool that fuels clarity, action, and confidence. I want to share with you a few steps that I personally take when I'm navigating these comparison situations and walk you through how to reframe your own mindset when comparison shows up. And not only that, but how to turn it into productive action instead of paralysis. Step one, right out of the gate, is to get curious, not defeated. the next time you come across a shop that's clearly living its best life. Maybe they have thousands of sales, polished designs, or a niche that looks similar to yours. I want you to pause before you let that pit in your stomach feeling take over. That knee-jerk reaction of, ugh, I'll never get there. That's your brain trying to protect you from discomfort. But you're a business owner now, and part of your job is to get yourself through that moment and switch gears. So instead of shrinking back or spiraling, step into the role of a researcher. I have literally done this with every single business I've ever owned, and it can be such a helpful shift. Ask yourself, what are they doing really well? Is their niche or design approach super focused and consistent across their listings? Or maybe their mock-ups are styled in a way that builds trust or fits the aesthetic of their ideal customer? Do their product titles and descriptions speak clearly to the way a specific customer identity would search for them? Or what emotions do you feel as a shopper when you browse their listings? You're not here to replicate what they're doing. You're here to decode it. Because here's the thing, every successful business leaves clues. This type of comparison, the constructive kind, the digging for clues kind, is grounded in curiosity and it's rooted in learning. You're observing, analyzing, and asking, what can I take away from this and adapt into my own voice, my own business, my own strategy? But let me be super clear about this one more time. This is not about copying. This is about curiosity and clarity. When you study through that lens of curiosity, almost like a researcher, you begin to see your own blind spots with fresh eyes. Maybe you realize your mock-ups need a little upgrade, or maybe your niche now just feels a little bit too wide, or maybe your designs don't yet speak to a specific kind of buyer. That kind of awareness is powerful, and more importantly, it's how you will learn. So the next time you catch yourself slipping into comparison, ask, am I here to criticize myself or to learn something useful? Step two then is to take action where it matters. And here's the next shift I want you to make, because this is where momentum starts to rebuild. Instead of staying stuck in scroll mode, I want you to move into creation mode. That moment when you're knee-deep in comparison, feeling overwhelmed or discouraged, that's the exact moment to take back control through intentional action. Because what comparison often does is paralyze us. I can always tell in the moments when I'm spiraling because I feel like I'm literally incapable of getting anything done. I might be doing busy work, but I'm not actually making progress. I'm just spinning in my own head. It's that annoying little voice. Do you remember Betty from episode 2? She's telling us we're behind. She's saying, why bother? She's putting us in that back seat of our own business. But remember our superpower, action. Even small, messy, imperfect action is what puts you back in that driver's seat. So when you catch yourself spiraling, pause and ask yourself, where can I take back control? Can I create and list 5 to 10 new designs this week, even if they're not perfect? Can I go back and improve the SEO on a few listings that aren't performing? Can I focus on just one product line and improve my mockups or branding or process to build trust and stand out and get better in my workflow? What's the one next thing I can do right now? This isn't about overhauling your whole shop overnight. It's about choosing one thing that you can control and that you can move forward with. Because progress doesn't come from obsessing over someone else's success. It comes from showing up consistently for your own. Every time you shift from scrolling to doing, from doubting to deciding, you're building resilience. People ask me all the time, how do I build resilience as an entrepreneur? Well, this is one of those moments. Sometimes resilience is simply proving to yourself that you're not stuck, that you're still in motion and in control. And that right there is how you start to build momentum again. And that brings us to step three. This one's big and maybe the most important mindset shift of all. And it's one that I have to consistently keep practicing and working on myself because it's just that hard sometimes. You ready for it? Stay in your lane. Just because someone else is further ahead doesn't mean you're behind. Doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. And it definitely doesn't mean you're failing or that you can't achieve your own success. But I say that knowing exactly how it feels. When you see someone else celebrating a string of sales or posting about hitting a milestone, it's easy to start wondering, what am I doing wrong? Or why isn't it happening for me yet? That quiet whisper of not enough, not enough progress, not enough talent, not enough time. It often stems from a scarcity mindset. The belief that if someone else is winning, there's somehow less room for you and that their growth must mean your spot is taken. But I want to lovingly challenge that today. Success is not pie. If someone else gets a slice, that doesn't mean there's less left for you. You're going to have to work for it. Success isn't going to be handed to you. But there's no cap on creativity, connection, or the ability for customers out there looking for what you offer to find yours. The market isn't too crowded for you to succeed. It's only too crowded for you to blend in. So instead of seeing someone else's progress as a threat, what if you saw it as proof? Proof that people are buying in your niche or buying your type of product. Proof that it's possible. Proof that momentum can happen with the right work. Comparison rooted in scarcity will always leave you feeling small. But when you shift to an abundance mindset, believing there's space for you too, you stop trying to keep up and start focusing on your lane because you don't know what's behind the scenes of their success. You don't know how long they've been at it, what resources they have, how much time they can dedicate, what sacrifices they've made, or how many failed experiments it took to get there. Think of your Etsy business like a marathon runner, not a sprinter. Some have a tailwind, others are climbing uphill. You might be in mile two, while they're over in mile 12. Some started long before you, and some just have different shoes. That doesn't make your effort any less valid or meaningful. You are building something real with your energy, your vision, and your goals. That means your progress will look different. And that's not only okay, it's expected. The only thing that matters is this. What's your next best step? Not someone else's strategy, not a checklist from a YouTube guru, not whatever is trending this week. Your next best step, the one that aligns with your energy, your goals, and your customer. That's how you stay in your lane. That's how you build something that lasts. And that's how you keep moving, even when it feels slow. Because the only way to lose in this business is to stop showing up. And you, my friend, you're not stopping. You're building, you're learning, you're becoming. So take a deep breath, trust your pace, and keep moving forward. There's room for you here too, I promise. Which brings us to step four, building resilience with curiosity. Now, we talked about curiosity earlier in a slightly different context, but one of the most powerful traits that you can develop as a seller is curiosity in the face of challenges. When something doesn't work, when you face a hurdle, when sales feel slow, or when doubt creeps in, don't shut down. Get curious. In all honesty, not everything you do is going to work. What you think is your best design might flop. Your newest niche might not gain traction. Your attempt at a new trend might not bring any sales. There will be weeks when the sales don't roll in the way you hoped. And it's in those moments, when things feel hard or slow or unclear, that comparison loves to creep back in. When you start to veer into someone else's lane, that's when it tries to convince you that everyone else has it figured out and you're falling behind or incapable of succeeding. But here's where I want you to reframe this situation. What if that roadblock isn't the end of the path? What if it's just a sign to pause, observe, and get curious? Curiosity shifts the energy entirely. Instead of spiraling into doubt, you start exploring possibilities. Instead of thinking, why isn't this working? You start asking, what else could I try? That's where resilience lives. Not in perfection, not in having all the answers, but in your willingness to keep going, keep learning, and keep adjusting. Because when you start asking better questions, you start creating better answers. And that's how you transform comparison into clarity and action into growth. You don't have to have all the answers right now. You just need the courage to stay curious and keep showing up. So let's come back to where we started. Yes, you're going to see other shops succeeding. Yes, you're going to feel that tug of comparison. You might even still feel that pit in your stomach, that heaviness that says, maybe I'm not doing enough. Or worse, maybe I'm not enough. But now, I want you to leverage the mindset shifts that we walk through today. Save this episode and come back to it if you need to. I want you to go from questioning your worth to reclaiming your power as a business owner. From seeing competition as a threat to seeing it as information. And from getting stuck in the scroll to taking back control with intention. You've learned now how to ask better questions, to zoom in on what you can do next, to honor your journey, your pace, and your potential. I want you to embrace that growth doesn't come from watching others. It comes from what you choose to do with what you see. And instead of staying stuck at the mercy of destructive comparison, you are going to spot it, reframe it, and move forward with curiosity. Because here's what is true. You can't control someone else's timeline. You can't control Etsy's algorithm. And you can't control how fast success shows up. But you can control your mindset. You can control your effort and your research. And you can control how you respond in those moments when comparison wants to pull you under. So this week, I challenge you to move differently. Move like someone who trusts their timing. Move like someone who knows there's space for them. Move like someone who's done waiting for clarity and is ready to create it with action, with intention, and with bold curiosity. You're not just a shop owner. You're a creative, resilient, resourceful entrepreneur, and you're building something real. So take a deep breath, let go of what's not yours to carry, and take your next best step. one that's rooted in curiosity, courage, and confidence. You, my friend, have the power to focus, to grow, and to thrive anyway. One intentional step at a time. All right, my friends, that's all for now. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Thrive Anyway podcast. If you found today's conversation helpful, I'd love for you to share it with your favorite business bestie, tag me on Instagram at simplypodmandy, or leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, wherever you're tuning in. Your support always helps me reach more entrepreneurs just like you. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. I'll be back in the next one with more tips, stories, and encouragement. Until then, keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep choosing to thrive anyway.